The floor is to your delegation.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Also, I want also to thank the several delegation for the comments, positive comments, and also the recommendations. Let me begin by starting with health. The government of Suriname acknowledges that mental health requires special attention as cases of suicide, depression, and domestic violence have been increasing and further worsened due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is very challenging and requires more budget and awareness. In addition, Mr. Vice President, there are remaining challenges regarding affordable and accessibility of healthcare, especially in rural areas and far interior. Under the Basic Healthcare Act, modern contraceptives are limited to the use of the pill and condoms. With respect to access to contraceptives, I can inform that via the Lobby Foundation, the access to contraceptives TIF is kept within a low threshold. In the interior, the medical mission is providing the contraceptive free of charge with support provided by the government. Despite the various challenges, the government remains committed to ensure the right to health and continues its effort in this regard. Let me comment on the issues of natural resources. A national action plan is currently being drafted. Phasing out the use of mercury will form an integral part of the plan. The EMSAGS project, in collaboration with UNDP, is being implemented with the goal to put up mining and technical centers in selected mining areas. This will be the vehicle to teach environmentally friendly and mercury-free mining methods. Furthermore, the Ministry of Natural Resources put up a new department named Community Engagement and Development. Community input through an FPIC free prior informed consent process is now an integral part of the process of issuing mining permits. So there's also continued comments on the issue of trafficking person. Let me reiterate that there's a first response trafficking in persons protocol in place. Officials are trained and refreshment courses are provided on how to identify and handle trafficking in persons victims. There's also a shelter. Investigating, prosecuting, and convicting traffickers continues to be a challenge in the interior, and that is based on logistics. Officials who commit or are complicit to sex trafficking can receive a much higher sentence than other traffickers, as stated in our penal code. With regard to the prevention of child marriage, the draft civil code will abolish marriage of children under the age of 18. The civil code has been submitted already to Parliament for approval. Mr. Vice President, there's a committee dealing with maternal and newborn health. There is a maternal and newborn health plan that will be implemented by the working arms of the ministry. This includes early identification of high-risk pregnancies during internal care. Mr. Vice President, distinguished representatives, on behalf of the delegation, I wish to express our appreciation to you, Mr. Vice President, for the cooperation and skillful leadership of this session and for the constructive spirit of discussions in the working group. We thank all distinguished representatives for the positive feedback and the recommendations made to Suriname to improve the various aspects of human rights. The government of Suriname, Mr. Vice President, remains committed to ensure the enjoyment of all human rights for all. In this regard, Mr. Vice President, the collaboration with various national stakeholders and international partners will be continued. I thank you.